Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening to this flash update, and we've got Larry on his phone down south. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Stuart.
Well, it sounds like things are ramping up. Now, remember, folks, that the 9th of Av, which is a very, very bad day for Israel, is on July 30th this year. And then 5 days to Tu B'Av, inclusive, and 3 days exclusive, or between the two dates, to August 4th, which is Tu B'Av and Obama's birthday. And from there, it's actually 44 days in between Obama's birthday and the Feast of Trumpets. So this is going to get interesting. If anything's going to happen this year, we should really start to see a lot of things going on. What do you got, Larry, on the latest that you want to – where do we start? There's a lot going on. Where do you want to start?
Well, we've got it going on all over the world. You know, we can basically say without, you know, sticking our necks out there too much that there seems to be some activity inside China that are indicating, you know, and we're saying only a possible, that there's either about to be a possible false flag or there's about to be a move on Taiwan by Chinese forces and China possibly prepping for a strike from the U.S., involved in that attack. So, you know, we don't know. We do know that there's a lot of, there's two carrier groups we know of that's in the South China Sea. We also know that India has sent ships, Australia sent ships, I think a couple from the UK, and now I've heard that Vietnam and two or three other nations have ships. One of them, I believe Australia may have sent 22. It's a huge armada of ships in that region, and we don't know the reason. You know, it's very possible. We, you know, a lot of times we can't really vet all the information, Stuart, and I hope people understand that. But at the same time, even Sartre Fall is reporting that we may have moved something that goes bang even to Guam in that region. So there's a lot of activity that is going on in the region right now, the South China Sea, and especially focus on Taiwan.
Well, of course, the rhetoric has always been, if you believe in the Armageddon script, which seems to be true or going to be coming true, is war everywhere, and we are spread so thin as the United States military, we probably can't stop anything. And, of course, we've lost the Lord's backing in spite of what people think. I was listening to a lady prophetess, so she claims anyway, that, you know, America's a great, great nation, and it's full of wonderful Christians. And I just hate to pop a hole in that balloon because the Lord says just the opposite. And that's one of the reasons we're under judgment. What is going on in Israel? We can't tell about China. However, you might remember that the Chinese generals have for a long time said they're going to take Taiwan. And they already have Hong Kong, so I would expect a move towards Taiwan. And who knows, maybe the rhetoric that's coming out of China and the so-called posters that people are claiming are being put up, you know, to warn about a nuclear strike or whatever they want to call it, might be because they do fear that if they make a move towards Taiwan, the United States might do something about it. Personally, I doubt it. I don't think we'll do anything. We didn't certainly do anything with Hong Kong. And really, what are we going to do? I think they can sink most of our carrier groups. Of course, we might sink some of theirs, but this is definitely heating up. The rhetoric is getting more and more so, particularly with us invading the, I guess you call them, embassy down there in Houston. And we invaded that, and we kicked out the Chinese, and, of course, they did the same to us. And I think they're doing it again in another province, aren't they, Larry, where they're kicking us out?
Well, I heard that they were, and then also I also heard information seemingly coming out of Hong Kong that the Chinese were going to close the U.S. embassy in Hong Kong. So, yeah, it reminds me so much of the U.S. and Japan and how we went to war.
Yep, and then, you know, the deep state wants their war. They got to have their World War III, and they're going to do it. And the Bible indicates they're going to do it. Now, exactly whether we have Isaiah 17, and let's speak about Isaiah 17. Larry, what in the world's going on over there in Israel? It seems like she's really being encircled, and warnings are coming in from Hezbollah and others. We're going to attack you big time. So what's that about?
Well, it's really about a confrontation between Israel and Iran. But what you're seeing is Iran using all the proxies surrounding Israel to set up a scenario of an attack against Israel, especially Tel Aviv. They want to completely destroy Israel's so-called capital, Tel Aviv, and there's a lot of government located in Tel Aviv also. Now, what's interesting, some of the latest reports coming out, they're expecting an attack to begin from Hezbollah forces, which are led by al-Quds, some of Soleimani's people. They're really the ones that's running the show in Lebanon and based in Beirut. There's a report that there's a coming imminent attack. I actually posted that this evening from World Israel News. And a lot of information coming in that they expect Hamas, on one side, and then Syria on the other, and, you know, which could tie in with Isaiah 17. And then especially from the north, which would be Syria there and Lebanon. I know that Israel has rushed forces to the Lebanon border, and I did see a while ago that apparently one of the Israeli spy drones had been brought down inside Lebanon. So this is building by the day, and it does look like there's about to be some type of attack on Israel itself.
Well, this would maybe go along with the 9th of Av. Bad times for Israel. All kinds of things happened to Israel on the 9th of Av, and so maybe they're going to time all this. Remember, this is global deep state, folks. It's doing all this to bring in their new world order, and they're hell-bent to do it. And according to the Bible, Daniel the prophet says they will accomplish it. They're going to bring in the fourth beast of Daniel, and I think that's what's going on in the United States. Let's come back here. What in the world is going on in our cities? It seems like this is escalating by the night, and it's not being reported much. What have you got on that?
Oh, yeah. We're getting information from alternative news, with the exception that most people, if they hear alternative news, they say, well, that can't be true because it wasn't on any of the main channels on the news on TV. Well, good luck with that. It's just so amazing but I do begin to, I am beginning to see there are some people fighting back. One of the Black Lives Matter protesters they blocked in a man's car in Texas, and this big guy, Black Lives Matter guy, all masked up and all that, he came walking towards the car threateningly with his rifle, and so the guy in the car just simply shot him dead right there. Just shot him dead.
That's about time.
And, of course, you know, Black Lives Matter and all those, they're up in arms, you know. And there's also more reports of there beginning to be people fighting back. But Stuart, it's not governments fighting Black Lives Matter and Antifa. It's really literally individuals that's not going to have their rights tromped on.
Yeah, and, of course, you mix that in with COVID, and now they're saying, oh, we got to have another lockdown. The whole world's got a lockdown. We got to beat this. And, of course, it's all a hoax. Folks, all you got to do is look up the world population or the United States population and compare that with, and by the way, you know, if it's still holding true, whatever numbers they're giving you for infections, divide it by about five. And you probably got a more true number. In fact, as David Icke pointed out, they've never even isolated the virus. The testing is baloney. If you have the sniffles or a cold, you're going to test positive. And doctors, more and more doctors and scientists are coming out with the real truth, and yet the American people evidently are so hypnotized by Communist Fauci and Communist Burks and all these other people that, you know, I don't know. It's like it says in the book of Revelation, the people of America have fallen under a curse, and they have fallen under a spell. It's a witchcraft spell. And, of course, you've got mainstream media, including Fox News, propagating all this stuff that's fake. In fact, I was just listening to Chris Wallace, and it's amazing. These people got to know better. They've got to know that the figures they're throwing out there are fake, and it's just incredible. People are falling for it. I'm not saying that it's not, you know, a dangerous thing if you get it. It seems targeting, as we have said, the elderly. Here's something. Putin says Russian Navy is to get their hypersonic nuclear strike weapons onto their subs and probably destroyer ships. We're headed for trouble. It's Russia that takes out America, according to the Bible. What do you think about that, Larry? We haven't got much time here, but...
Well, it's amazing. I heard... a lone general the other day come on talking about all our intel agencies, and our intel agencies in America basically have spent almost 4 years going after Trump and surveilling Trump and tracking Trump and counterattacking Trump and releasing news to the media against Trump. They haven't had time to protect America. I'll just put it this way, Stuart. We're in one hell of a shape.
Oh, all these people are deep state, and they're committing treason. They're committing high treason, and as the saying goes, treason does not prosper. And these people are going to wish they'd never, ever been born when the end comes in. But they're too stupid to know that. They're too arrogant, too haughty to know that. But they're going to find it out the hard way. But America does have to go down, folks. It's going to go down, and the only escape you have is the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to say when the rapture is because I don't know, but it's got to be close at hand, very close at hand. It's just the way things are going, and it's accelerating. Every night now, we're hearing more and more stuff going on in the cities. They're intent. They want to bring this thing down. Last word, Larry.
Yeah, I would just say I got an email message from Alex Cuppett. And he says, unless God does something catastrophic to this nation, to wake it up, this nation's completely lost.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't think the Lord's going to do anything catastrophic to save it. There is no repentance in the land. They don't even know what the word means. And he's given us, I don't know, quite a space here for repentance. And instead of repentance, we're giving the Lord the finger more and more. So I don't know why the American people expect there's going to be some sort of a reprieve, because there isn't going to be one. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. This was just a flash update, heads up. Israel, heads up China area. Things could happen overnight, anytime now. Good night, folks.